Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Sometimes it takes time, you know. I'm always trying quality over quantity. It's my thing.
Without question. But, you know, one of the things that I've always admired about you, or should I say love about you, that you're never afraid to challenge yourself. And some of the videos that I have seen, you have really pushed the boundaries. And for you, what exactly right now at this stage of the at this stage of the game, how far do you want to push those boundaries?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, you know, with everything that's going on, I think people more than ever just want to feel connected, you know, and for me with this album, it was a big challenge to take more risks and be braver and just more vulnerable, you know, and with my videos, I think that's kind of where I want to head, you know, and tell the stories that are true to who I am. And, you know, most of the lyrics actually happened, you know, they're real life. So really bring them to life so people can, you know, resonate with them even more and hopefully heal through them, you know. And I think visuals are so important. You know, we live in a visual age right now. So they're almost as important as the music itself. So I'm going to really go for it and keep pushing and making crazy music videos that hopefully people will dig.
Well, I'm definitely digging, and also the listeners have spoken. I mean, it resonates. Each video that you push the envelope. I mean, you get...
Thank you.
You get some people that are just visually captivated in front of a camera. And from a standpoint, the camera just loves you. And I wanted to ask
you,
it was my pleasure. When you start making your music, is it imperative to you that you make a particular video that's going to fit in the concept of the album that you're working on?
I think it was important. I mean, initially I didn't even want to be in my videos. You know, I'm a true introvert, and, you know, I really am a little shy, to be honest. I love to act, but when you act, you're playing other people, you know,
right.
And as an artist, you know, it felt, you know, I wish I was one of those artists that can make like a alias or a alter ego, but that's just not how music is for me. It has to come from somewhere inside or something I've experienced for me personally. And, you know, I think what started to happen was all my favorite female artists, Sade, Annie Lennox, you know, Nina Simone, you know, you see their face, you think of their faces. So I was like, you know what, I think I need to be in these videos. I need to be the one representing this woman or person in these, in this video. So that's kind of where that came from. I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for most people would find shocking, but even more revealing, they say, well, wait a minute, you're an introvert. But in these videos,
definitely,
you are the complete polar, complete polar opposite. Is it, I gotta ask, is it a sense of freedom, a liberation to show that particular side of you when you are doing a video?
I think so. I think because I'm an introvert, you know, I love that people are associating my music with like a strong female, you know, and I never wanted to do that. You know, even my first album, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're so, you're like a voice for women. And I'm like, really? This is, sounds like me just being a crazy girlfriend. And then this album sounds like I'm a pretty crazy ex-girlfriend. But I think my truth, and sometimes the truth is more powerful. And I think I want to be a role model for young girls, women, anyone really, who feels like they can't do it, you know. And for me, it's been really hard to even push myself to do it, you know. And finishing this album was pretty brutal. And then, you know, figuring out what I want the visuals to say and how I want people to feel. And I just want to empower people. And I know that's kind of the theme, but I think there's a way to empower people in a more cinematic, emotional way, you know. And I don't need these big flashy music videos that are a bit more surreal. I want it to feel like real life, you know, or just expose you to things that, you know, you'll remember and feel like, you know what, I can do things too. And for me as a female, you know, it's hard to be a girl sometimes, and I think it's important, and it's my role and my job as a female artist to stand up for female artists and try to have a different voice, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That different voice caught me when you came out with Hurt Me First, Lord have mercy. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, oh, my God. I said, wait a minute. I said, now, Naya that I'm speaking to is a completely different person I'm seeing on this video. I mean, it was in your face, no holds barred. I mean, you said what you mean, and you mean what you say in that video. I'm noticing in all your videos, your music overall,
right,
you have a way of expressing yourself and connecting with the listeners I find it very special because I don't like to use the terminology of fans. To me, it sounds very genetic.
Right.
People love your music. What has it meant to you to get that love and feedback as far as what you have created with the Bella Vita?
It feels amazing. You know, this record, I never really got into music to share it, you know, because I was an introvert. I used to perform for my family with my back to them in my living rooms. So I think, you know, as I got older and started to realize people thought I had a good voice, and, you know, I get messages now where it's like, you know, you're my role model. I want to be like you. And, you know, I left my boyfriend and this album's helping me. Like, it just makes me feel braver and more comfortable sharing who I am and what I'm about and the things that I do that I think aren't good and working through that, because I think we're not all perfect. And as a woman, you know, I think we have a lot of different sides to us, and so many female artists are really trying to push empowerment and strength and self-care, and I 100% support that. But what happens when we're not there yet? You know, what happens if you're really bitter, angry, or upset? It's really hard to just like put on a face mask and listen to Lizzo and feel good, you know? So it's like, I think exploring some of those other areas is what means a lot to me, and seeing the results of how people can identify with that and help them through it is more rewarding. You know, I would go through this shitty experience I went through again just to have people be able to take something away from it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something from the single from the album, La Bella Vita, Session. Visually incredible. The cinematography is on a whole nother level. And I got to ask you, making that particular, I mean, you, it's like you were having so much fun doing the video, and you seem so free and so liberated. But I became so enamored with the photography of the video. Who came up with the concept for that particular video? Obsession.
For which video?
Obsession.
Obsession. That
yes.
One I came up with. I mean, for me, I grew up watching old Italian films and, you know, stuff like that, because my mother's from Italy, and I think I just always had an eye for cinematography just because I grew up with some incredible films, you know. And for me, it's, you know, I'm not one of the biggest artists in the world, so to me, the something I can do that's different is make it look the way that I want it to look aesthetically, whether we shoot it on film or we change the aesthetic. And Obsession, we just decided to go to Vegas and shoot a bunch of stuff on the Bolex camera, which is this old, like, one you have to wind up and load film, and it only takes like 1 minute per roll of film, you know. And I just thought it was more interesting and a way to kind of give it a different style.
As it came across when I looked at it visually, it took me back to not these old but classic Hollywood.
Yeah.
That whole vibe, and it really took me back, and I'm like, wow, she really did an incredible job. But one of the things that I know about you from the last time we spoke, you are your own worst critic. I mean, you're very critical.
True, I am.
So I wanted to ask you, I know there had to be an incredibly amount of songs that actually didn't make on the album. And you take your pick and choose how many songs actually were left off the album?
Oh man, there's so many. There's probably around like 20 or 30. But I'm going to start releasing a few of them, I think. I think that's also something I'm getting better at, not being so precious. But I think for this album, you know, I started to see this narrative happening, and I wanted to stay true to that, kind of the themes of escapism and a relationship deteriorating and what you do with all those emotions. So I thought it was better to keep the songs that kept reiterating that together. And then the other ones I will just kind of release, you know, because got to keep it moving.
Without question. And for those who were tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. Joining this evening from the super talented Naya. Let's get into it from the new hit album. It's a hit album. La Bella Vita, Obsession, here in the zone of LOTO.
You're talking from me. What's up? It's a high.
www.nayamusic.com. It'll take you and lead you where you need to go to our Instagram page and also Twitter. I gotta ask you, being an introvert, and I find it's cute and it's very endearing to me, is because through all this, through all the positive love that you received about your music and also your live performances, you have managed to remain humble. And it's very easy to get a huge ego in this industry when you have so many people continually telling you how great you are. And I've told you when I first had an opportunity to interview you, and I've always said you have an incredible voice. How have you managed to remain balanced and can even kill and not allow, you know, the bravado to take over as far as the people telling you how great you are?
Right. It's a good question. I mean, one, my mother, for sure. She is a tough Italian cookie. And, you know, I used to perform piano recitals and, you know, I would win and she'd be like, "You missed that B flat." And I think, you know, I come from a lot of singers and musicians in my family, and you know, I just thought everyone was musical and inclined. And you know, the one thing I realized is when you think you know everything about your field, that's when you stop being a true artist, in my opinion. There's always more to learn or try or improve. And you know, nowadays I think it's so easy to get lazy, especially when you get praise and you see your name next to, you know, I'll have a press piece where it's like Naya and then like Billie Eilish and Lana Del Rey and these huge artists. And it's easy to just start to feel like, oh, great, great, I can relax now. And I think at the end of the day, I just do what I love, and there's always more I can be trying, you know. And even thinking about my next body of work, where I want to challenge myself and what to do. And, you know, I'm not saving lives per se, but it's my job, you know, and it's my passion, and I just feel grateful. But, you know, I definitely have a good support system, a great manager who doesn't say I'm all that all the time. I think it's important to surround yourself with people that are honest to you, and your work will suffer if you don't challenge yourself. If you think you're great all the time, it's not going to work.
Well, one of the things that I do know about you in the first interview conversation I had with you is that you're very driven, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Not only that, that you respect this art form we call music. It's very easy for an artist to go in a studio and create with the different bells and whistles and auto tunes, but a completely different monster when you get in front of a live audience and you're able to take it to a completely different level and mind up when you get on that stage. You have everyone on a string. Your voice resonates through the audience and you just have everyone captivated. And I wanted to ask you, what is it like for you to know to have that level of power to capture so many hearts in live performances?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be terrifying, you know, and I actually had really bad stage fright when I first kind of ventured into the industry, and I didn't know how powerful my voice was. And I remember it was during a show, I used to like sing with my eyes closed, and sometimes I'd open them and the mic would be like a little bit over to the right because I had moved. And I remember looking out and seeing everyone in the audience just staring at me, you know, and it was a really powerful moment for me personally because they were right there with me, you know. And I think for my earlier career, I kind of avoided that connection between my audience and understanding the power, like you said, that it has and the weight. And once I kind of realized, you know, this doesn't have to be so scary and you don't have to be, you just don't have to take it for the pressure that it comes with of like, oh, I have to be perfect. I have to have meaning. I have to say something profound. You know, you just have to be honest, you know? And I think that's where now when I perform, I'm much more comfortable to have that exchange between my fans and, you know, people that listen to my music at home and they resonate with my voice. And, you know, growing up singing and studying jazz standards, the whole goal was to emulate the emotion in these lyrics. You know, I was singing these old songs from like the 20s and 40s about heartache. And, you know, I was young, so I hadn't really gone through a lot of that. But I had to find a way to invoke feeling with my voice and, you know, how you inflect and bend it and the tone and how you sing each note. It all matters, you know. And I think I really chose to study the craft of singing as a tool and a like a real instrument. And I think that has brought me to where I am now and how powerful you can be. And just surrounding myself with other powerful singers and finding ways to just be even more, you know, powerful.
Without question. It's one thing to sing a song. It's another to completely become that song. When you sing... Oh boy, it's very rare to hear a song that would like really get to me or touch me in an emotional way.
Right.
You sing that song live. If you won't marry me right now, I sat back and said, my God, and I'm like, she is really living this. And I'm, what was it like for you to completely engulf yourself in that particular song and perform it live and knowing that people were really, I mean, emotionally touched by the way you presented it to them?
Yeah, that one is probably to date one of the hardest songs that I've written and had to perform. I remember I sang it for like a debut little show in New York recently, and I just started crying because it's just a lot, you know, it's really powerful. It's so emotional. But, you know, I also, one thing that's important to me as a female singer is to showcase your vocal chops. I think, like you were saying earlier with auto-tune and stuff, which I love all that, those tools and, you know, things you can do and be really creative. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a vocalist, you know, and I think people forget that it's a really hard skill to sing these big high notes and belt and scream and do all this stuff. And I think it's kind of becoming a lost art again because sound design is still becoming kind of cool and everyone can make music in their house. So with that song, it just felt like a no-brainer of how it needed to just go. I literally went downstairs one night and I wrote it all like a freestyle. It just all came out. And I wanted to present it in a way that felt beautiful but sad, you know, because it is a really bittersweet song and there's a lot of anger in it. And it's going to definitely be a challenge to do that one live for my when I start doing some shows, but I'm really excited to because I hope people will come with me on that journey and, you know, scream the lyrics back at me, you know.
Well, the listeners have spoken. I mean, you know me. Like I said, you had me at hello. Lord have mercy, I said.
I love it. I'm so happy.
Oh, my goodness. I said, you know, because we had this discussion. I said, there's a difference between someone that's that would be called a singer, a vocalist.
Right.
And you
right. Agreed.
You know, definitely a vocalist. And then being able, again, to just submerge yourself with that kind of raw emotion. People, real music lovers can tell when someone is being fake and someone who's being authentic. Because they can,
yeah.
they can really, from an emotional standpoint, feel it. And I wanted to ask you, if you can get in the time machine, get in Doctor Who's time machine, and go back 8 years, what would the Naya today say to the Naya 8 years? You just had an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with her.
Oh, man. I think I would tell her to be braver. You know, I think take more risks, sing higher. Scream more. I think, you know, showcasing the things you're good at, sometimes we feel intimidated or insecure to do. And I think, you know, why this album, I wanted to sing more out and, you know, say some things that might not make me look like a good person or other people, shed some light on some truth of, you know, I dated someone I don't care for anymore. And just, I would tell her to just don't care anymore. Go for it. Showcase your voice and write what you feel and don't sugarcoat it.
Now, the words that you used to me last time, you said, you know what, basically you have to give a, I don't give a damn type of attitude and just really
right.
saying what you feel and seeing your growth from this new album, La Bella Vita, is incredible. Every song.
Thank you.
It's incredible, and I'm so thoroughly, I'm really impressed as far as your growth. I'm impressed. I'm even more impressed because you continually challenge yourself to be an artist, to be a better songwriter. And my Lord, please do not stop making videos. You visual concepts that you come up with are simply amazing, and it speaks volumes. Through your music, so far be it for the teddy bear to deprive some great music. Let's get to it. Yes, Lord. If you want to marry me right now, shame with you by the incredibly talented your new album, La Bella Vita, here in the zone of LO.
I hear you talking what you feel, though. The way you love to change the conversation. I keep on listening, but you turn low, low. Silent shots making his debut. Yeah, I know you hate me, cause I know the real you. Yeah, that whole truth. Need that good review. See, I'm not done, so let it loose. Like my hoops, or a ring that's missing from my finger. When you said you were left with her at the dinner. Yeah, call me bitter, but you didn't deliver. I wasn't the winner. Yeah, no, this is an answer. Yeah, I can't forgive you. You should have moved quicker, so I pulled the trigger. See, I gotta save myself for it gets to you. I play it back when you're holding. Gotta save myself. Take care of myself. Walking with myself. Talking with myself. Baby, save myself. Cause you won't hold me. Don't need no one else.
Website at www.nayamusic.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram and also Twitter. My queen, I want to thank you so much for taking time once again out of your very busy schedule.
Of course.
And you know what? When everything is taken care of and we get to some type of normalcy, hopefully
right. You
take time and come down to Houston. We would love for you to perform here in the studio.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. It means the world to me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, my queen. Stay safe, okay?
You too. Thank you.
No. All right.
Bye.
You're very talented. I here in the zone of the Lotel Radio. Lord have mercy. Well, I got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Yeah, I know. Got to put some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. Even when you're vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord, for that mercy.
Heels and mountains, sweeter, oh
have to take you back just a little bit. We call it so. That's just the way it goes. Here in the zone of Elotel Radio, I want to send out a very special thank you to Naya. Thank you, my queen, for joining us this evening. And remember, family, be sure to get that new album, Bella Vita, available everywhere as we speak. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website at www.nayamusic.com. Lord have mercy. But won't you join the teddy bear? We'll be back on live this coming Friday, March the 20th, as we welcome very talented singer-songwriter Jordan Pauline. She has some new music we're going to get lost into. 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all these updates, stop by our Instagram page. Just at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. And for those who missed the internet, don't be there. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone and type in LOTL, The Zone, on iHeartRadio. We also can be heard on Spotify and also on Apple. And we're also on TuneIn. But make sure you subscribe. You will not want to miss these fantastic interviews. So it's been a beautiful experience. I want to thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedule and joining us today and vibing with the teddy bear this evening. I want everyone to be careful out there. Take care of yourself. This virus is not a joke. If you need to stay in the house, stay in the house. If you need to get out and be able to pick up a few essential things, get in the home, do that. But also, take care. Respect the elderly, okay? They need our help more than anything else, okay? So love one another. Take care of one another. There's nothing that God is going to put in front of us that we cannot overcome by just simply working together as one. Love to everyone. Until we meet again on Friday, as in always, keep it soulful each and every day. Reviving with a teddy bear in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Bye.
heartbeat. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Thank you.